Hey everybody, Tom Funk here with your Michigan Trails Report. I'm the author of 50 Hikes in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, 50 Hikes on the North Country Trail, and I also like to rabble rouse on your various Facebook hiking group pages. And as you know, I like talking about trails. I also like thanking our sponsors. And we're back to having Gateway to Pictured Rocks Lodge in Germfask, centrally located in the middle of everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It is in the East Upper Peninsula on the banks of the Manistique River and less than a mile from Seney National Wildlife Refuge. Best part, you can reach Marquette, Escanaba, the Sioux, and St. Ignace in under 90 minutes. VRBO.com/980761. And, yeah, thanks for joining me. It took a little bit of a hiatus. I figure if Bill Maher can take a break, so can I. I don't know if you're aware, but I work for a major theme park company, and we just opened a very large theme park, so I was a little on the busy side. But it looks like you guys didn't break anything. Everything is still in order. Last we checked in, we were crying and sobbing about the winter weather we were getting at the beginning of May. And now, look at that. It's summer. Straight from winter to summer once again. Hey, Trail of the Week. Let's do a North Country Trail segment. And a lot of activity on Facebook pages about folks hiking between Grand Marais and Tequamanon Falls State Park Fest 2 weeks. I thought that was pretty cool. And with Pictured Rocks filling up and full on some dates, why not venture eastward? It's a 40-mile hump between the two, and if you extend a Rivermouth unit, you can turn that into a 60-mile backpack trip. There's plenty of dispersed camping options, plus you have Muskellunk State Park, several state forest campgrounds, and backcountry sites in Tequamanon Falls State Park. It still amazes me that this stretch gets about 1% of the traffic that Pictured Rocks gets. And I've hiked this segment twice, and outside of the day use areas of the parks, I don't think I saw any other people. And it's time for the trail report. We're going to start off with the bug report. Ready? Ticks. They're everywhere. Mosquitoes and black flies. Particularly bad in the UP as we are coming upon peak mosquito season. And we are peaking with black flies because they usually come out about 2 to 3 weeks after the snow melts. And yeah, we had snow at the beginning of May. So if you're up there, you know, be prepared. So, yeah, it can be kind of bad in some areas up there. North Country Trail updates. The most pressing is that there's an active wildfire in the vicinity of Fife Lake Loop, and the North Country Trail is currently closed in the area. And that winter storm did some damage in some places, including making it impassable going west towards the Silver Lake Basin off the Red Road north of Istreming. And it looks like Weyerhaeuser, who is the owner of the lands, is going to come in and do some trail work. And there is a trail alert for Mackinac County in the UP of Michigan. A culvert is being replaced on a multi-use trail at Bissell Creek near Moran. So be aware of those. You know, we've had a lot of activity taking place on the North Country Trail. I was posting like crazy on the Michigan Trails Report Facebook page. So I head on over there and get caught up. I think a lot of them have resolved. We had some flooding at Tequamanon. We had a trail washout at Pictured Rocks. A lot of these have been resolved. They do a good job getting out there and rerouting things. So, yeah. Check the Facebook page. When I see stuff, I will share it over there, and there's a bunch of it there. So go on over to the Michigan Trails Report Facebook page and check that out. Uh-oh. Okay. So, yeah, I like to chime in on some of your community pages, and every once in a while, every dog has his day, I guess. So on the Isle Royal community page, someone, a young lady asked, can you bring a gun to the island? And typical to a lot of these Facebook pages, people either are very cool, calm, and collected while answering the question, and there are those that like to freak out. So a lot of people say you don't need it, et cetera, so on and so forth. Well, I looked carefully. It looked like a young woman, and I did chime in because people kept saying, oh, you don't need it, because I think they were thinking of wildlife. You know, there aren't bears on the island. There are wolves, but they aren't going to harm a human. So I made a nice comment, and it goes as follows. For the you don't need it crowd, you definitely do not need a firearm for defense against wildlife on Isle Royale. But as a single woman traveling in a wilderness who may have been assaulted in the past, well, that is her decision to make. And although it's highly unlikely she need it, it's better to have it and not use it than not to have it and not need it. And I finished with, it was a simple question. Don't need to be all judgmental. And with that, it received the most likes, and the admin agreed with me and shut down the comments. So, yeah, there's two camps. There's a lot of people that they don't like guns, for whatever reason. And there are people who carry guns and spent their childhood hunting like I did. And so you have two really different groups. What I recommend folks do, if they want to talk about firearms when hiking and backpacking in the backcountry, there's a wonderful Facebook page. It's called Hiking North America with Guns. It's made up of people who own firearms, and they talk about how they can carry them better and how they store them and everything about the proper use of a firearm while hiking. And that is probably a better place to ask about, firearm use in general when hiking. That response didn't really surprise me. I think just people were thinking, yeah, you don't need it for wildlife. What do you bring a gun for? Bring bear spray. There's not even bears here. Well, may have been something else. So, doing my part. So, that snow melted and people started hitting the trail. I'm seeing all kinds of posts of people hiking on the North Country Trail trying to get their 100-mile badge. I scrolled like for a half an hour looking for somebody who actually hit the 100 miles. The only one I could find was E.J. Drugel, and I'm assuming he was in Michigan, but couldn't really tell. Folks, when you hit that 100-mile marker, tell us a little bit about where you started, where you ended, where you hiked. Put in a few photos. That is helpful for those of us that are inspired by what you're doing. So congratulations, EJ, for knocking that out and doing a great job. Ooh, let's look for an almost forgotten trail. Hey, I did post I think it was a graphic of somebody that identified a lot of the Native American trails on the Facebook page. I also posted a YouTube video by Restless Viking, and that's a page, and they're out of the Grand Rapids area, and they tracked the old Cadillac Trail from Cadillac to Traverse City. It is an old Native American trail that went from between those two cities, and it's mostly a driving tour where you locate about 30 different monuments on the landscape, a few of which you need to hike to find. So go to the Facebook page, find the video there, and there's a link to it on our YouTube page as well. It's a very cool video. I highly recommend checking it out and maybe doing that one day when you have some time driving between Cadillac and Traverse City. All right, what's happening out there? Holy smokes! National Trails Day is this weekend, so practically every North Country Trail chapter has something going on, so let's focus on them this week. We've got Chief Noonday chapter. Well, first of all, let me mention this. I did find a North Country Trails event calendar. So northcountrytrail.org/events/calendar, and you can find events all across the North Country Trail system. So that's just going to make things a little easier for you guys to find. I don't have to rattle off all the North Country Trail stuff. So I'm just going to hit highlights of North Country Trail programs, because you guys go over there and check it out yourself. There's a map you can look at. Like, hey, I'm going to be in Clarion, Pennsylvania. Click on it. Tells you what kind of programs they're having. So anyways, June 3rd is the magic day. Chief Noonday chapter. And they cover Barry, Kalamazoo, and Kalamazoo counties. They have not one, not two, but three hikes on June 3rd. They all start at 9 a.m. First one starts at the M-179 trailhead. The second one starts at the Historic Bridge Park in Battle Creek. And on the third one is at Kellogg Forest. And again, all at 9 a.m. Spirit of the Woods has an event. It's going to be at the Evergreen Church starting at 9 a.m. Grand Traverse County Hiking Club. They're going to start a hike at 9 a.m. at Fletcher Creek. Jordan Valley 45. They're going to start at 10 a.m. at the Krause Road Trailhead. Harbor Springs, they're going to start at 9 a.m. at the Section 10 Trailhead, and that's going to be a wildflower walk. There's going to be also Marquette. They're going to have a June 3rd National Trails Day event at the Farmers Market, and it looks like there's a hike with that one. You're going to have to check that one out. Maybe visit their page and find out the exact details. So there is also a online meeting with the Superior Shoreline Chapter. They're doing a Zoom meeting on June 6th, 7 p.m. on the Piping Plover. So that's a pretty cool thing. I would check that out, learn about the Piping Plover. Yours truly used to do a lot of monitoring of the Piping Plover. I would train volunteers, and we'd go all over Lake Michigan and Lake Superior looking for Piping Plovers. I did see a bunch of North Coast Trail Angels requests. We haven't been here a few weeks, but most of them came in last week. So, yeah, folks, if you need help with the Trail Angels, get them out more than a week in advance. You probably have a better chance. But I think maybe the Trail Angels page is kind of a last resort for a lot of people. And that brings us to our random guided hike of the week. Blandford Nature Center in Grand Rapids has a Tuesday morning hiking club, and they go out at 9 a.m. Check out the Blandford Nature Center webpage for details on that. All right. Reservation report brought to you by MichiganTrailMaps.com. High-quality maps of many of your favorite hiking trails like Pictured Rocks, downloadable maps, and books on hiking in Michigan like mine. MichiganTrailMaps.com. Well, this is getting easier now and shorter because everything's filling up. Pictured Rocks, I'm going to call it right now. You are probably not going to get your desired itinerary to Pictured Rocks going forward through August. It does lighten up a bit after Labor Day. So with that being said, from here on out to the end of summer, I'm going to focus on what days are full until late summer. So the first ones that come up are July 1st and 2nd. They're not 100% booked, but there's only a couple of sites on Lowney Creek and Mass Homestead. And that's it on July 1st and 2nd. And there's a mess more on especially Saturday. So if you go during the week, you have a better chance if you're trying to get a site on Saturdays. And as usual, Beaver Hurricane and 12-mile are booked solid to 6 months out. And Grand Island, now that folks cannot get their desired dates or itineraries at Pictured Rocks, like I've been saying, they spill over into Grand Island. And now that is filling up as well. And it's getting tough to string together days of separate campsites. So you may have to consider staying at the same site for two nights on some weekend. So even Grand Island is filling up. Bay Furnace, a few reservable single nights are available, but walk-up sites are still available. Last year, they pulled them out, put them in the reservation system. So right now, they're holding strong. Sylvania Wilderness sites are available every single day this summer, but if you're planning on moving around from site to site, you better get on it as July and now into August is becoming slim pickings. Good news is there are 13 non-reservable sites, and all of the above is on recreation.gov website or app. Michigan State Campgrounds, MIDNRReservations.com. I was looking at Independence Day weekend. All your popular parks are booked. And I picked one that I'll tell you about. It's Pentwater, one of my favorite state parks. There's nothing available at Pentwater. Backcountry camping sites are open for registration out through 6 months, and it's now including Labor Day weekend, of course. So Porcupine Mountains backcountry soon. It's going to be tough to get your desired itinerary through Labor Day weekend. It's starting to get pretty full, so you want to get on that. Craig Lake backcountry sites, gobs of availability. Highly recommend going there. It's an awesome place. And moving over to Isle Royal, you know, the Isle Royal Ranger is starting to fill up. Isle Royal Queen especially. June, they only have 5 outbound dates left and 9 inbound dates left. And in July, 1/3 are booked outbound and only 1 is full inbound. So July is still looking pretty good for Isle Royal Queen. And there are several days in July and August that are full, and there's quite a few that are running low, but, you know, it's still available, still more availability than there is in June. All right, and hey, Isle Royal Lodges in Rock Harbor are now open. I've been seeing photos of things that you can find in the gift shop. My favorite thing is Keweenaw Brewing Company beer. Last time I went there, buddy and I, Dan, hey Dan, are you listening? Dan Thornton and I, we bought some beer and we, hiked and threw it in the, kept the beer cold by positioning some rocks in Lake Superior, and that was a pretty cool experience. And then we, carried the cans with us the rest of the way. So they'll be available through the 8th of September. June 8th is when the trading post is open full-time, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The lodge is open, tours and food service. Hard to believe that only 3 weeks ago we were suffering from one last bout of snow. Here we are, summer, Marquette, 60s and 70s, a few days of showers, Grayling, some chances of rain on Wednesday, but otherwise dry and warm with temps in the 80s. And Grand Rapids, a dry streak continues. I don't see any rain in the 10-day. Highs in the upper 80s and low 90s. Sunny with a mix of clouds. Hey, guys, be fire-wise. It is very dry out there. Maybe next week I'll come up with some tips on how to you know, keep your eyes open and your nose smelling for fire and what to do if you encounter one because – it's a serious deal. And you may remember, I think it was 12 years ago, we had that Duck Lake fire, that massive wildfire in the Upper Peninsula. I was actually up there when that happened. It was a mess. And I was doing my outfitting thing at the time. And I was just terrified that some hikers would have, you know, burnt up in that. But thankfully nobody was injured. But yeah, you gotta be aware and know what you're doing. And, it's really dry out there. So yeah. Let's keep that at the front of your mind when you're out there hiking in the North Country, especially. Hey, I created a one-stop shop webpage for all the various social media associated with my goings-on. No more looking for a pen. Just remember this. TomFunk.net. That's it. One page. All you need to know. And if you haven't yet, click the follow button. Keep in mind, if you subscribe, you get the podcast the moment is released versus me posting on social media when I get around to it. And, been very busy recently. Thanks again to our sponsor, Gateway to Pictured Rocks. And the quote to end our show, those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that will endure as long as life lasts. And that is by Rachel Carson. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.